whole thing again?
No, I was going to have to.
Okay, this is on the sustainability director.
Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning. Thank you so much for laying this over for an item. I was just had a little trouble getting here through the snow. But I won't take up a lot of time. I know you have a long agenda, and I know you're all familiar and perhaps sick of this item, but so am I. And it's been a long fight. The Office of Sustainability was part of the Green Print, which was unanimously adopted in 2007 and signed into law by then County Executive Walker. We've made a lot of progress, but I think we could have made a lot more. Why I bring this up now is that I think with a change in the administration, we could perhaps see a positive change and dedication to an Office of Sustainability. The Green Print, as you know, we've tried to show our successes through the way. We've saved almost $1 million in energy efficiency. We've saved over 100 million gallons of water out at the zoo. If you've been out to the zoo, you've seen it's a shiny example of solar panels, a green roof. The list goes on and on and on. And imagine what we could have done and what we will do if we have a full-time person. We only have a half-time person dedicated to implementing this important policy. Just for reference, the city of Milwaukee, half our size in population, has an Office of Sustainability for a couple years now, a full-time director, and 4 staff people. I also think that because we have the Green Print, we were able to draw down a lot of federal money, stimulus money, the EECBG money that came down, and also improve many of our facilities as we've gone through with the performance energy contracting. The other thing that I'd like to say as you think about this, I know that we're in tough times. I know that we're at a fiscal crossroads here, and we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. And you could easily say, oh, we can't afford to do this. But what I really ask you to think about is, can we afford not to do this anymore? If your constituents ask you, wow, how can you create a position at this time? Well, it's a position that'll pay for itself. I can guarantee you time and time again, for future generations to come. So I really ask that, I know I've asked a couple times, and many of you have been supportive, but I think this time with someone else in the administrative office, we can see finally a full commitment to sustainability for Milwaukee County. So I ask for your support.
Okay, any questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move for the temporary layover, and I have been supportive of the Green Print Initiative. And because this involves $129,000, even though it comes from the contingency fund, I'm going to move approval of this.
Are you moving layover or?
I'm moving approval.
Approval.
Okay. Originally, you said temporary layover.
Yes.
No, I said I moved for temporary layover. I moved temporary layover since Supervisor Dimitri Evers was not here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm moving approval of this item.
Supervisor Smith.
Yes, thank you. We've all voted for this, and we've done a lot of great things, and I appreciate all the work Supervisor Dimitrievich has done. She brought up a couple points that I'm very concerned about. And if you look at a couple of the be it resolved clauses, on line 79, for example, the county board, we're creating a new office of sustainability with the office of county executive, who will report directly to the county executive. As the supervisor alluded to, I don't think this is the right time to be putting new departments or getting new departments, complete new departments with staff. This is a decision the new county executive certainly should be involved in. We're telling the new administration what to do already here, make a new office, priorities. I think we're doing a lot in this area. I'm also concerned about the contingencies. Supervisor brought up the contingencies before. We're looking at doing some things today to look at the contingencies. We're saying in the further be it resolved clause there in line 87 is that we're going to initiate immediately a fund transfer amount of $129,000 for salary, fringe benefits, supplies, et cetera, and there'll be more there. So I'm not ready to support something like this at this time. I think we've done a lot in the position we have. We have a new economic development director that certainly could and should be involved in sustainability. It could be part of his responsibility. I don't see why that shouldn't be the case in economic development. Any development we do, I think our departments are very attuned and aware of what they must do in these areas, and we need to emphasize that. Also, there are many local models, state models. There's a nationwide movement, and I have some information that I'd be happy to share. where we're looking at this as an excellent area, enhancing local sustainability efforts with student interns, too. I think we need to look into areas that we don't necessarily have to add in a whole new department, for example, where there are many in our academic institutions that we have here, people attuned to this. I guess I make the analogy that, and I appreciate what needs to be done here, and I think we are taking significant steps. You know, we never worried about recycling before, and now everybody recycles. So I think we're attuned, and necessarily so, to sustainability here and green efforts and all the new buildings that we do. But again, I guess maybe it's not a popular stand to make, but I think because of the two points I made, I think the new account executive, this be a new department. We're telling a new account executive that you have to have the staff and have to be new. We just got a new economic development director finally. That should certainly be part of his job description, in my opinion. And I don't think we need to add this large expense, six figures right away, in staff. And when it's something that we can cover, and maybe the new county executive will say that this is something we definitely need, and prioritizes it, and prioritizes that we should take out a contingency. We have a lot of stress on our contingency already, and that's my statement. Thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Demetriou.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I'd like to add there is, you know, I think it's totally appropriate for the policymakers to be creating positions. What the county executive does is fill those positions, and this will be perfect timing for us. And in fact, we've already essentially created it in the green print legislation. It's written explicitly. Look, policy cannot implement itself. We need a strong office to implement and administrate the policy that we make. And I have to say, and I'm sorry, but to bring up recycling is a sensitive subject, because it's only this county board has to think one or two years back. It's not as simple, Supervisor or Mr. Chairman, as recycling just working, because we found out through an audit that, in fact, our recycling wasn't working. So we do need people. We do need centralized contracts. We do need somebody administering this department. And it's just, you know, to think that we would have interns or whoever. I mean, how can the city have a director and four staff people, and we're double the size, and we have a huge footprint, and we can't seem to take that next step? What kind of example does it show for our constituents and homeowners that should be doing the same things in their houses and being more resourceful? So, please, I just urge you to just reconsider and support this item. And that's the last thing I'm going to say, Mr. Chairman, unless someone has a question for me.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey, followed by Supervisor West.
I did appear at Parks when they discussed this, and the comments that I made there is that Long Range Strategic Planning has a proposal on the table for a facilities plan, which would create a director of facilities with a sustainability manager under that director. And I think that's probably the proper way to do it. I thank Supervisor Demetriou, she has been a strong proponent of this. I have been a supporter of the sustainability position, but I do agree with Supervisor Schmidt that we should not be creating this separate department now, but should finish long-range strategic planning, which will bring all the facilities under one director, which we currently do not have. That's very fragmented in the county. And that director should be looking at sustainability as a major issue throughout all county facilities. And it should be done from a facilities standpoint. So that's my own view of how this should look. As soon as we finish with employee benefits, we have a little bit of a setback on that. We will get to the facilities piece, and I'm hoping to finish it certainly before next budget. So I would ask that we not approve this and permit the facilities planning to take place in long-range strategic planning. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor West, followed by Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to support this, and the reason why is I think I maybe have a deeper insight into what's being done currently in the county in regards to our recycling and our use of the Coakley Brothers warehouse to, you know, to filter through and to make money from Milwaukee County. And there's two ways that we do that. Obviously, we do that through, you know, recycling our paper, recycling our cans, recycling aluminum, recycling computers, recycling, you know, all of these things. And the sad part is that there's only two departments currently that are participating in this, and I believe last year, you can correct me if I'm wrong, somebody knows, we made $130,000 last year in recycling out of those two departments, and it's the Highway Department and the Department of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. And the Coakley Brothers Warehouse is being run right now by Kendra Bosque. She's excellent. She comes through everything that goes through into that building. She pulls out, you know, staplers, folders, pens, anything that we can use again, and she has a warehouse full of it. If you called her right now and said, I need two filing cabinets, instead of us going out and buying filing cabinets, which we would do before, she can ship them over here. You know, it's just, it's a tremendous resource. And like I said, sadly, there's only two departments that are, you know, that are currently doing that program. And so not only are we saving or making money on the recycling that she's able to do, but we're also saving money on the inventory that she's able to supply, which otherwise we would have to go outside of the county and purchase. We had a meeting. We're going to do a Milwaukee County open house under the leadership of Chairman Mayo. And we had our first meeting the other day, and one of the young ladies at the table said, well, we should do a welcome packet so that when people come into the courthouse that day, you know, they have information on, you know, the Milwaukee County at a glance and things like that, and they have it all in a folder. And I looked at our wonderful, distinguished chairman and said, do we have a budget? And he said, oh, you know, because, of course, we don't have a budget for anything. Well, after I left the meeting, I called Kendra, and I said, hey, I said, we need folders, we need pens, we need whatever. And yesterday, guess what she delivered? And none of it cost me any money, and it was stuff that she had sitting in the warehouse, things that are sitting there at, you know, her fingertips, at her disposal. She knows just about everything that's in there. And it just is a tremendous resource. And again, I don't even want to guesstimate as to how much money that saved. And that's one project that Milwaukee County will be able to do, and we've already reduced our budget because that program's in place. And just as a side note, when the state came in and took over income maintenance, the one area that they contracted with us was the records department, which is also run by Kendra. And so, you know, she's doing amazing, incredible work that's saving, you know, the county money and is also making the county money. If we were able to expand that program countywide, this, you know, $129,000, we may be even able to do an amendment before board day that we could pay ourselves back that money, you know, by the end of this year, using the money that we save or that we make recycling the things that are coming through the warehouse. So I'm happy to support it. I know this is money coming out of the contingency fund, but like I said, if Supervisor Dmitrievich is amenable, I'm more than happy to do an amendment. And based off of what we saved last year or made last year, we would be able to do the same thing and pay ourselves back. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that's what I was going at. If we can find another mechanism versus going to contingency fund for $129,000. I was going to use my constituent as an example of how she created money. We might get the upfront money for the position, but if we can get the back end of the money to make sure she paid for it
through savings.
Through the savings, and that's what I'm looking for. But I cannot support a constituent, so I was wanting to lay it open until March cycle so we can look at other financing mechanism so we can make this work, because I believe in what Supervisor Dmitrievich, since she's been here, she's been the environment person, the green person, everything else, but we need to make sure we have another way of financing this, because we have some issues in 011 that our ex-county exec left us, and we need that $129,000. But I believe in this initiative.
Is that an
motion? Motion to lay over to the next
March
meeting.
Just so
and also go back to work with Dawes and our staff to find another way of financing this, because we have other projects. We have a project that if we can make the money that we can, that can also help pay for this person. So I'm looking at different ways of funding.
Just so you're aware, the Committee on Parks will be reporting this in when we vote it 3-2.
Okay. But
okay. And it will be on the board floor.
All right.
That's fine. I just want you to be aware.
So layover takes precedent. We have Mr. Dorsey in the audience with us. If you can come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Dorsey, I'd like to ask, what's the relationship or what relationship do you see between sustainability and economic development?
Well, thank you for asking me that, and I just found out about the position this morning, so I really hadn't thought about it much, and just want to say something about economic development and sustainability, and actually what I've heard here today, you know, really informed me quite a bit. What I heard here today is part of the sustainability function, you want focused internally on finding efficiencies in accounting, because that is transferred to value for taxpayers. Economic development, though, is very externally focused. We, as you know, I'm focused on developing the plan, building partnerships, and delivering projects for Milwaukee County that add significant and, sustainable value. So there is a role for sustainability in economic development, and there certainly is a role for sustainability in the internal cost reduction effort in Milwaukee County. So just so you know, I'm totally in support of sustainability, and I am a big fan or a big advocate of sustainability in Milwaukee County. But Mr. Chairman and committee members, just let me just tell you from my perspective what I think about sustainability and economic development and maybe how these two functions can be integrated, and also as well as why this position is, I think, important to have as well. First, thank you for allowing me to speak today, and I commend the supervisor, Dimitri Yavis, for her efforts in sustainability. It's great to be at a county where the leaders advocate for and support sustainability. And sustainability, really simply, and I don't know if it's been defined, but it's simply ensuring that we take action to meet our needs today without compromising the needs to meet for future generations. So we, you know, and doing what you're doing here at the county, we're making sure that the carbon footprint is smaller, that Milwaukee County is operating more efficiently, and so our resources are conserved for future generations, and that's certainly within the spirit of sustainability. As you know, Milwaukee County has the Green Print, which is an effort to use energy more efficiently and reduce the county's carbon footprint. The county's efforts to promote sustainability via the Green Print program will help ensure that the Milwaukee County community will produce real reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and shrink its carbon footprint. The Green Print is a perfect example of how decisions we make today will affect our grandchildren and our children tomorrow. In addition to the ecological benefits resulting from green efficiency, sustainability efforts must also yield real value to Milwaukee taxpayers, not only benefit taxpayers in the form of lower costs for government services, but also in the form of more jobs created in the emerging green economy of the 21st century, more businesses producing and selling green products and services, and an expanding tax base that has been can be pushed forward by an emerging sustainability industry in Milwaukee County and southeastern Wisconsin in general. Mr. Chairman, I believe that the sustainability and economic development functions go hand in hand, because without development, there is little to sustain. Okay. In fact, the integration of sustainability and economic development is called sustainable development. Excuse me. It's called sustainable development, which is an approach to economic development that focuses on growing the economy within the finite boundaries of the natural environment, rather than on the boundless, sometimes destructive nature of the market. Sustainable development supports densely populated development, supports mass transit, supports conservation of natural resources, It supports the equity in the form of livable wage and security and long-term employment. And it supports a toxic-free and pollution-free environment. And for the record, I am in full support of sustainable development. In fact, the development of the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, which the Economic Development Committee approved on Monday, I think is a first step towards defining the county's sustainability framework within economic development. The board creates the position of sustainability. I think this is a good thing. I think sustainability is important and that Milwaukee County needs to make and needs to continue making giant steps in that direction. But I can tell you that economic development function in Milwaukee County is somewhat fractured. I think that needs to be consolidated, and I urge the board to make sure that as it continues the process of creating this position, it considers some issues. One is how will this position be connected or integrated with the economic development function, particularly the business development function? And I know from a sustainability standpoint, this person could conceivably work with businesses to increase their energy efficiency, which is happening in other cities and counties across the country. Also, how will the position work to include sustainability principles in the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, which we're about to begin hopefully undertaking soon? And how will this position engage businesses without duplicating the efforts of the economic development function? And finally, how will the position create sustainable and significant value for taxpayers as part of the scope of its job? Before I finish, just let me give you some anecdotes. In Madison, Wisconsin, Madison is one of the sustainability capitals of the country. Madison has a sustainability function that is couched within their business resources area. And what that function does, it provides various programs to support the sustainability and energy efficiency activities of businesses within the Madison area. The city of Portland, which has as its mission or its economic development mission to become the sustainability capital of the country, has a sustainability division. It doesn't have even a development or economic development division. The city of Portland is so deeply committed to sustainability that they've created a whole division called the Division of Sustainability and Planning. Okay, and that division basically is focused on integrating business development and sustainability. Okay, and that's what, because Portland, they want to be the sustainability center of the world, and that's Portland's mission. I don't think it's necessarily Milwaukee County's mission right now, but maybe one day we'll be there, and one day we'll actually have a department on sustainability and planning, but that's not what we're talking about today. All I'm saying is that economic development and its focus and the focus of what we're doing is certainly there's a strong sustainability aspect to that. And I think, though, also the position should be focused on finding ways to make a more green Milwaukee County from our operations. So, as I mentioned, I'm in full support of sustainability. I just think there's some things to clarify for the position in regards to how it would engage and be integrated in with other things that the county's doing right now.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Neal, followed by Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that's just the reason why I want to make sure that we come back and make sure we have the right department. You have one viewpoint of sustainability, and I know that you just got this, but this is a different thing of sustainability deal with Milwaukee County, of trying to make sure to recycle, to make the lights, trying to save our energy to the taxpayers for the dollars. Your comment is good. That's just why when Supervisor Jersey said it should be on these
facilities,
and that's what that's where we're going with this, to make sure that, because there's a lot of energy and dollars we can save within Milwaukee County proper, not we're dealing with the business. And that's why I want to make sure that we can come back, and I would like to work with you and do other things, because it's not a fit for economic development. Economic development is strictly about dealing, bringing revenue, bringing business, helping people with the land sales and things for Milwaukee County. And I think you have that niche. Sustainability, just one with the presentation. Totally different from this resolution. That's just why I want to make sure that we have opportunities. Make sure, and I will continue next meeting to find out exactly where we need to put this. Not create a new department. Make sure we have a real person in that position. Or should it be on the county board? Because those questions should be answered real quickly while we have a good kick at the cat. Because the new administration, I don't care who's in the administration, we still set the policy. But we've got to make sure that we do the right things for the residents of Milwaukee County. Because there's dollars on the table that we are losing because we're not in the green, what's that, the green print stuff? You have a right to that. I call you the tree hugger, the light hugger, and everything else.
So. I'm called laughing, don't worry. Force things.
Oh, I've been called laughing.
But not leading.
Thank you.
Not by you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Mr. Dorsey responded when asked, and apparently he's done a lot of research as it relates to sustainability across the country. And I appreciate the fact that he's given us that perspective, but he also said that it appears to me that what's before us is internal, that we need to do what we can in order to create savings as it relates to energy, recycling, things that I've talked about on the floor of the county board, because I'm appalled that 30 years after recycling efforts began, that here in Milwaukee County we are not doing something that was taught to a lot of us, or that we embraced 30 years ago. So again, my perspective is it is internal. We have a motion in front of us, before us, to lay this over, and I hope that for whatever is going to happen, that it happens very soon, so that Supervisor Dimitrievich's efforts and for those on the county board who are supportive of those efforts, that they continue, they go forward and continue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have one speaker, Mr. Jim Gooley.
Mr. Chairman, board members, I'm not here today representing the park people. I'm here today representing the Milwaukee Environmental Consortium. The consortium is a nonprofit organization that basically works as a housing authority for a number of nonprofit organizations involved in the environmental field. We currently have 10 organizations under one roof. We find economies of scale, sharing one phone system, one internet connection, one copier. We're trying to do what we can to be environmentally friendly. So basically, we feel, and we've discussed this over the years, because you know we all share office space. We have, like I said, a number of organizations and executive directors that discuss environmental concerns on a routine, regular basis. And we were very, very much enthused when the green print was passed in 2007. Extremely happy. We pushed support for it. But then following that year and not putting a person or somebody that has the background in sustainability into a position of authority was very troubling for us. And then, of course, you did ultimately choose to do the halftime position where the person was probably already overworked and couldn't really put the energy into the position that it requires. And I understand why that happened. And there was a roadblock on the third floor, but he's off chasing windmills right now. So this is your opportunity to go back and do the right thing, to complete what you passed in 2007, to make it whole. This position has to be a cabinet-level position. It cannot be buried in another department. It has to carry the authority to work with other department heads. And if you bury this position in another department, it's not going to carry that authority. This position has to be out front, and not just in the way of saving on energy costs, which is really worthy, pushing, you know, electric and hybrid vehicles more. I mean, my gosh, how many vehicles does Milwaukee County have? How many, what percentage of those vehicles are energy-saving vehicles? A minute percentage. But also, this position would be bringing best practices to Milwaukee County, reviewing business practices with other departments, all the departments that make up Milwaukee County, reviewing their business practices, making suggestions based on this person's knowledge of best practices in management to suggest better and more economical and ultimately better things for Mother Nature. You owe it to the people of Milwaukee County to make this a cabinet-level position, and I wish that you would do that. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
Can I make a comment on the layover quickly?
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a final comment on the layover. I will work from now to board day to get an amendment on the board floor since this is coming via parks. I hear you loud and clear on finance. My preferred method was just being straight, honest money, the real cost, because I know there's tons of savings. But if that's what people like, I'll be more than happy to put forth an amendment that says that this position will be paid for with savings. I just wanted to go this route so people knew the honest costs and benefits. But I will have that ready for you on board floor, on board day. So thank you.
Okay, the motion is for layover by Supervisor Mayo.
Right, till March. And have Jason, board staff, work out to find a different way of funding the project.
And if you're open, Supervisor, I'd like to add Mr. Dorsey into that conversation since he does have some knowledge of how some sustainability departments have been set up, and maybe he can add some clarity.
Okay. Okay.
Any other further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On the motion of layover, Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
West?
No.
Jersey?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-1.
Okay, moving on to the next step.